This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. All this week, we've been reporting on efforts to make the roads safer. Today, we're going to hear about distracted driving, people driving while talking or texting on a cell phone. It's a clear risk on the roads, but people still do it all the time. As Nate DeMayo reports, safety advocates are trying to fashion a strong message, and they're drawing from the fight against drunk driving.
Chuck Hurley was working at the National Safety Council in the late 1970s. Which means he spent most of the Carter administration feeling like he was banging his head against the wall, trying to get people to get serious about drunk driving.
It was literally a joke on late-night television. It was normal behavior. It's how people got home.
At least, he says, until people heard one victim story on the news and seemingly everywhere else, over and over again.
God, I don't want her to have died in vain.
Mariette Hartley stars in the powerful true story of Candy Leitner, the crusading parent who decided to stand up and fight by creating MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
It really electrified the country, both in terms of public policy, but also in terms of morality. It really became immoral to drink and drive.
Chuck Hurley is now MAD CEO. He says with distracted driving, the public policy changes are coming very quickly. Texting while driving, for instance, is already banned in 19 states. And that's just a few years after most people even sent their first text. But a change in attitudes might take something more. It might, you could say, take another Candy Leitner.
My name is Jennifer Smith, and I am the president of a nonprofit organization called Focus Driven Advocates for Cell-Free Driving.
Jennifer Smith can be forgiven for flubbing the name of her nonprofit. It is literally brand new. Just last fall, her mother, Linda, was killed by a driver on his cell phone. In her grief, she says, she looked for a group to join, something that was like Mothers Against Drunk Driving. She says when she didn't find one, she realized that she was the right person to start it.
You know, my mom's story was the perfect example, you know, not to mince words, you know, but it was such a cut and dry case. He was on the phone for less than a minute. He was driving for less than a quarter of a mile, and he just didn't see the light. This could have been anyone.
Smith says MAD was successful because it kept telling stories that replaced statistics with real people. So Smith has been telling hers. In interviews, she'll be on an upcoming Oprah alongside the young man who killed her mother, and in front of lawmakers, alongside the family members of other victims.
We do have to make it illegal because that's going to be the big thing with people as well. It may be wrong, but it's still legal, so it can't be that wrong.
People love their cell phones, and distracted driving is still late-night joke fodder.
Teens have gotten a lot of flack recently for DWT, or driving while texting. And it's true, driving while texting can be very dangerous.
This is 19-year-old pop star Taylor Swift spoofing public service announcements during a recent Saturday Night Live.
That's why I founded Teens Raising Awareness About Awful Parent Driving.
This is the kind of thing that exasperates Priscilla Natkins of the Ad Council. She recently developed an actual public service campaign targeting teen drivers.
If you have credible sources saying, you know what, it's not such a problem, it makes our challenge that much more considerable.
The Ad Council's campaign tries to tap into the power of peer pressure. So rather than telling kids to stop texting or get off the phone while driving, it asks them to remind their friends not to do it. She says she wants her new campaign to work as well as an earlier set of ads with a similar message.
When friends don't stop friends from drinking and driving. Friends die from drinking and driving.
She says that people will only really change their behavior if they're afraid of doing something bad to others. It may be personal guilt as much as legal guilt that ends up saving lives. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMayo.